From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. president defends his Iran agreement. Barack Obama says the Iran nuclear accord represents the world's best means of ensuring that Iran does not get a nuclear weapon. He told a White House news conference that the pact cuts off every single path for Iran to build such a bomb.
It prevents the most serious threat, Iran obtaining a nuclear weapon, which would only make the other problems that Iran may cause even worse.
Mr. Obama faces wide opposition to the pact, mainly from Republicans. The president said he expects the congressional debate on the pact to be robust. There is a mixed reaction from the Turkish government to the nuclear agreement, but the prospect of ending Iranian sanctions is seen as providing major trade opportunities. Dorian Jones takes a look.
Turkey's economy minister, Mehmet Şimşek, tweeted great news for the Turkish economy on hearing the internationally negotiated deal with Iran over its nuclear program. Şimşek predicted a surge in investments and trade between the neighbors, with a nuclear deal set to lift international trade sanctions on Iran. Later this year, a preferential trade agreement between Turkey and Iran is set to come into force. The trade agreement could double business within 2 years. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Suspected Boko Haram militants have killed at least 45 people in northeastern Nigeria. Witnesses say gunmen stormed the town of Mainak on Monday and killed at least 30 people. The gunmen set fire to hundreds of houses, and one report said some of the dead were burned beyond recognition. Late on Tuesday, gunmen attacked the village of Warsala on the border between Borno and Yobe states. A resident said 15 people were killed. This is VOA News. Demonstrators threw Molotov cocktails at police guards in front of Greece's parliament building as lawmakers began debate on demands by lenders. European creditors have demanded parliamentary approval of the austerity demands as a starting point for negotiations on the new bailout for the debt-ridden country. Police responded to the demonstrations with tear gas. The leader of the Taliban insurgency in Afghanistan has endorsed negotiations with the Kabul government and foreign countries to seek an end to the 14-year-old war. A statement by Taliban leader Mullah Omar Wednesday offered an unprecedented defense of the recent engagement with Afghan and foreign peace negotiators. Ukrainian officials say 8 soldiers have been killed, 16 wounded in fighting between government forces and pro-Russian rebels intensifies. The death toll released Wednesday was the highest one-day toll in more than a month. A truce signed by Russia, Ukraine, France, and Germany requires both sides to withdraw heavy weapons from the line of fire, but violations are regularly reported on both sides. Pro-government militiamen in southern Yemen have made major gains in the strategic southern port city of Aden, Edward Uranian reports.
Southern militiamen, supported by the Saudi-led coalition, traded fire with Houthi rebel fighters in several districts of the strategic port city of Aden. Witnesses say Houthi fighters have been driven out of key parts of the city, including the port, international airport, and a number of government buildings. A southern commander told Arab media the Houthis had been pushed back on two fronts in the north of Aden and to the east of the city. He indicated fighting was continuing in the southernmost crater district. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Mexican troops were deployed Wednesday in the municipality of Badiraguato, including roads leading to La Tuna, the birthplace of drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Officials are trying to recapture him following his recent escape from prison. The U.S. space agency NASA is releasing photos from its New Horizons mission that show icy mountains on the surface of Pluto. Scientists have also revealed images that show remarkable new details of Pluto's moons, Hydra and Charon. A German court Wednesday sentenced a 94-year-old former Nazi officer to 4 years in prison. Oskar Gröning had worked as a bookkeeper in the Auschwitz camp during World War II. The court found him guilty of more than 300,000 counts of being an accessory to murder. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.